Now he uses his usual introduction, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace, these two great words, and we've dealt with them several times before, and we will be dealing with them again. And in this epistle, I'd like to pass by them because there's some other things we want to emphasize. Now he says, I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you. And the word by here again should be in Jesus Christ. You see, it's in Christ that we have all of these blessings, blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ, in the heavenlies, in Christ. That is the place of blessing for you. And actually, it should be here, Christ Jesus. And somebody says, was that important? Well, it was to Paul. Paul tells us he never knew him after the flesh. He never knew the Jesus who walked this earth in the days of his flesh. I think he saw him. I think he was present at the crucifixion. He saw the resurrected Christ. And to Paul, he was always the Lord of glory. And in most of his epistles, you will find that it should be Christ Jesus, and it should be here, Christ Jesus. Now, will you notice that in everything ye are enriched by him, and it should be in him, in all utterance and in all knowledge. And this is what Paul is talking about over in Colossians 3:16 when he says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Now, I can't sing. How am I going to get by? Well, if I can't sing it, I can say it. And that means the Word of God, by the way. There are several denominations that sing the psalms. I think you could sing the whole business from Genesis to Revelation if you could sing. I can't sing. But it's to have the Word of Christ in our hearts. That's the most important thing. And friends, that does not necessarily mean to memorize it. That means to obey Him. That's the important thing. Christ is in your heart. You're obeying Him. And you're thinking upon Him. He occupies your mind and your heart. Some of the meanest little brats that I have ever met, of those that have memorized over 100 verses of Scripture. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't memorize Scripture, because there's some mean brats that memorize it. Just simply means just to memorize Scripture is not really the answer, and it doesn't mean to hide it in your heart like that. You hide it in your heart, my friend, when you obey Him, when you think about Him, when you're occupied with Christ, and that is the solution of our problems. When He becomes the Lord of your life, it'll solve many of your problems. And that's what Paul's going to talk about in this epistle. Now he says in verse 6, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that ye come behind in no guilt, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now he intimates here one of the problems that the church was having. They were very carnal. They'd gone off in just one gift here. And Paul, just at the very beginning, he says, I don't want you to come behind in any gift. And it's just not one gift. There are many gifts. And I want the church to have all these gifts manifested in the church, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you see, that means to be occupied with Him, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless. Now, that doesn't mean faultless, because there'll be somebody else going to find fault with you. But you can be not worthy of blame, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the day of our Lord Jesus Christ is not only today, but it's that day when He's going to come and take His church out of the world. And Paul will talk about that in this epistle also.